W with Bob Moody. Got a song you want to hear? Well, you know Cowboy Bob would like to get it on for you. The number to call if you're in Windsor, 258-8000 in Detroit. Write it down, 298-8822. And I'm waiting for you to call me right now. Love Steam, Love Unlimited. Your request for Vicki Lawrence and the night the lights went out in Georgia.
He was on his way home from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, "Hi, what's doing?" Wolo said, "Sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt." Said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth." Well, he got mad, and he saw red. And Andy said, "Boy, don't you lose your head. 'Cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted in a good man. Well, don't trust just soul and old backwoods southern lawyer. Cause the judge in the town got blood stains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. to Andy's house. Slipping through the backwoods, quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down, and a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" Judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer. The judge in the town got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheap wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer.
CKLW, it's 110 with Bob Moody. Snow accumulation should reach 4 inches by morning, and the streets are already messy. If you don't want to drive your ride up a telephone pole, you take it a little easy if you got to go out and mess around a little bit. Here's Lamont Dozier trying to hold on.
I'm just trying to hold on to my woman, to my life.
Where I've been. In my
my home and my life song.
Some call me hit back, but give my woman the proper respect. I don't care. I don't mind if they tease me. As long as my woman's pleasing, I'm just trying to, trying to, trying to.
W for Roseland, Terry Jack, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach, we're just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. All our lives we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
The Big Eight. CKLW with Bob Moody. Call me right now if there's a song you want to hear. 258-8000 in Windsor in Detroit. 298-8822. Five stair steps.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday we'll get it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter. Ooh, tell things are gonna get easier. Ooh, tell things to get brighter.
With Bob Moody. It's New Year's Eve. I'm in the spirit already. I'm going to be a mess by tonight. Stones, Goat's Head Soup with Angie.
I Angie, when will those clouds all disappear?
Stones from Goat's Head Soup with Bob Moody at 124. Motor City weather, snow tonight accumulating to 4 inches by morning with a low of 13. More snow tomorrow, high of 26. In Cleveland, it's 26. Toledo has 19. And in the Motor City, it's currently 19.
CKLW.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone sore. Got a doggone beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Be all right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bassman go get that same groove. Listen to the guitar give that soul some tune. Feeling good. The horn, bring it on home to you. Ain't a funky now. Sunshine, and this you all know. Yeah, but we've gone funky, and we got some soul too. All right, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau, funky Nassau. Listen.
CKLW, My Sweet Lady, this is Cliff DeYoung.
Are you crying? Do the tears belong to me? Do you think our time together is all gone? Lady, you've been dreaming. I'm as close as I just begun.
CKLW.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run.
CKLW, ready to take your request to 258-8000 Windsor in Detroit, 298-8822. Call me now. It's Brother Marvin Gaye.
got myself together. I've been the kind of put that in the soul around.
This is Jill Donovan, CKLW 2020 News. What could have been a major disaster has ended up safely in Port Huron, where railroad wrecking crews gingerly placed a derailed tank car containing 30,000 gallons of explosive liquid butane back on its wheels. 40 families on Port Huron's south side were evacuated to safety, while a police spokesman described the scene to us at the height of the crisis.
Approximately 40 families were evacuated. They're down at the auditorium, the city auditorium. CNO has a large crane that they've moved down from Saginaw. They have it in the upright position, and the one end of the car is on dollies, and they're now working on the other end.
When all went well, that tank car is back in the yards. The families, about 120 people in all, are back in their homes. Apparently, that tanker jumped the tracks as it patched over a switching point. Freeways and main thoroughfares are getting slick right now, and you can look for hazardous driving conditions as light snow blankets the city and suburbs. Weathermen are predicting over 2 inches. In some outlying areas, though, there'll be even more white stuff on the highways. South Cross salt trucks rather out in both Detroit and Windsor. The gasoline crisis is bringing out the worst in some gas station owners. Well, first there's the service center in New York that was charging a buck a gallon on Christmas Day. And now there's a station in Chicago which tried to beat federal price ceilings by offering a package deal. You got 5 gallons of gasoline, a rabbit's foot, and a blank last will and testament form for $10. Now, you had to buy the whole package in order to get the gas, and the government swooped down on the wise guys and put them out of business. At the same time, Senator Howard Baker of Tennessee says the U.S. is not in serious trouble because of the energy crisis.
We are not in dire straits. We have a shortfall of some 15% in our total fuel requirements, and I think soon we will be energy independent.
Except for homicides, 1973 saw a decline in crime in Detroit over 1972, and Police Sergeant Fred Williams tells us the murder rate is going to show a drop in 74. Williams also feels the police-community relations have been improving over the past couple of years, and it reveals to 2020 News his personal opinion as to what he thinks will be a major help to the city if it can come true in the year upcoming.
I'd like to see the first 100-day program of the new mayor really get rolling, because if those programs that he has enunciated get started, I think you're going to see a different Detroit, and it's going to be a better Detroit, and I think this is what we need. We need a little bit of togetherness and a little bit of brotherly love.
People in Great Britain are beginning their 3-day work week later on today, beginning in 1974, which their Prime Minister Harold Wilson calls the most forbidding since the end of World War II. A 39-year-old American sailor carrying a loaded pistol was arrested when he tried to board a Lufthansa jetliner at Tel Aviv's airport. Police say the man was carrying a Portuguese passport, waving the gun around, and they hauled him away. Communist gunners have shot down a South Vietnamese helicopter and renewed fighting in Vietnam. At the same time, exiled Prince Sihanouk of Cambodia, who still can't go home because he'll be shot on sight, says he wants the International Control Commission, which includes Canada, to stay out of Cambodia. Sihanouk wants commission members to ignore the request of the president of Cambodia, Lan Nho, because the actual problem of Cambodia has no need of the International Control Commission. A crippled Navy cargo ship has been towed into the central California port of Avila to protect it from a threatening storm. There are 1,600 men on board that ship, but all are safe. CKLW News Time, 1:44. In sports, the Miami Dolphins have bruised their way into their third straight Super Bowl, while the Minnesota Vikings had a surprisingly easy time disposing of Dallas to get into their first Super Bowl since 1970. Both conference championship games were decided by identical 27-10 scores, and Larry Zonka was Miami's big gun in its demolition of Oakland. Zonka scored a record 3 touchdowns and rushed for 117 yards as the Dolphins avenged an earlier upset loss to the Raiders. Miami opened up a 14-0 halftime lead, and the closest Oakland could get was to trail 17-10. Minnesota got some great quarterbacking from Fran Tarkenton, who threw for 133 yards and 1 touchdown. Tarkenton credits a 54-yard bomb to wide receiver John Gilliam for opening up the way to victory.
I thought they would try to take Gilliam away like they did Jackson last week, and sometimes they did. If they did that, we had to establish early that we could throw the lash or Dale out there and Boyd and other people, and to try to get them off of that a little bit. But I just don't think there's one guy in the world that can cover John Gilliam.
Chuck Foreman scored a touchdown, and so did defensive back Bobby Bryant, who ran an intercepted pass back for a touchdown that broke the Cowboys' backs. The Pistons have taken their first win of the season over Milwaukee, 98-91 in the beer capital. Dave Bing scored 22 points and Bob Lanier added 20 as the Pistons blew a 13-point first-half lead, then fought back from a 5-point deficit in the third quarter. Kareem Jabbar led all scorers with 30 points. Elsewhere, Atlanta topped Cleveland 99-94, New York rolled past Kansas City 102-85, Los Angeles down Buffalo 108-105, and Golden State knocked off Seattle 96-92. Marcel Dion scored twice, his fourth and fifth goals of the year, as the Red Wings topped Atlanta 4-2, giving them 12 points in their last 9 games. Ace Bailey scored the game-winning goal after the Wings had spotted Atlanta an early 2-0 lead. In other games, in a pair of 4-3 decisions, the Rangers down Minnesota and Toronto got past Chicago. Boston buried California 8-1, while Philadelphia skated past Buffalo 5-4. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Let Motorola, the sound of experience, increase your listening pleasure with our new super compact car stereo tape player. It's Motorola's smallest card tape player, specifically designed for those limited spaces where other tape players fear to tread. Our super compact car stereo tape player plays instantly, and you get Motorola's one-year guarantee that is good at any one of the 6,400 warranty stations throughout the United States. Motorola guarantees to pay all labor charges for defective material, including the removal and installation costs. This is a Motorola exclusive. Remember, Motorola is the name you can trust for experience and value. You'll love our sound. We guarantee it.
See Motorola today at Radio Frank on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn between Schaefer and Greenfield. Radio Frank is open Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights until 9.
CKLW In-Depth Report. Like many of his contemporaries, Robert Goulet started out as a disc jockey. He worked in Edmonton. Today, he plays to packed houses in Vegas nightclubs. He considers performing a way of life and accepts the ups and downs with the grace of a professional.
Not every audience is the same, but you go out there to sing, and they've come to see you sing and hear you sing. I fool around a lot of the time, and when it comes time for me to get serious, usually they become serious with me. Sometimes we're laughing so much that we can't get serious, and I cancel the serious songs because I ain't going to do it. I'm in hysterics. But that doesn't happen usually in a concert like this. People don't drink when they come here, whereas in nightclubs they get smashed. You get some guy, and I love to laugh, so that's more fun for me than anything else.
One of the things Goulet doesn't like during his show is audience participation. It's okay to joke, but hand clapping just doesn't fit the act.
Well, I like them both. I like it if they're a little bit sloshed in a nightclub, but not too smashed. You can have fun. But concerts, primarily Theater and Around or Proscenium Theater, people come literally not just to drink and eat, but they come to hear you perform, don't they? They pay their ticket to come to see you perform, so therefore they're riveted to you, and you have their attention fully. And when you start fooling around with an audience like that and somebody talks back to you, you can have a ball. I mean, I enjoy it.
CKLW In-Depth Report.
Hey, everybody. This is your bass man.
Hey, man.
Join me.
Isn't it about time that somebody finally put together a collection of songs that we really dig? Well, you know what I mean. The groups and records that made the 50s. And they're all here. The Passions, the Shells, the Doves, Clyde McFadden, the Students, the Fabulous Platters, the Tokens. These are the only real sound of the 50s, like you and I remember them. An unbelievable collection of 72 great hits, and all for only $9.98 plus COD. 72 original sounds, and 4 big albums for only $9.98 plus COD. Who's that to get yours, man?
Call 778-3102 or write to 72 Hits of the 50s, CKLW Radio, Windsor, Ontario, or Box 8, Detroit, Michigan. Pay the postman $9.98 for the records or $16.95 for tapes. COD charges are extra. Money-back guarantee from Jukebox Records. That number again is 778-3102. Send a lifeline overseas. Rush a contribution of cash or clothing to the USC, 56 Spark Street, Ottawa. Motor City weather, overcast with up to 2 inches of snow overnight. Low 13, occasional snow Monday, high 25. Snow flurries and colder Monday night and Tuesday. The current temperature, 19 degrees. Sarnia, 20. Cleveland, 26. Toledo, 19. This is Joe Donovan, CKLW 2020 News. Now, more hit music with Bob Moody.
Oh, no!
KLW, the Americans.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was the Americans who propped it up, and their reward was to be insulted and swindled on the streets of Paris. I was there. I saw it. When distant cities are hit by earthquake, it is the United States that hurries in to help. Managua, Nicaragua is one of the most recent examples. So far this spring, 59 American communities have been flattened by tornadoes. Nobody has helped. The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes. Come on, let's hear it. Does any other country in the world have a plane to equal the Boeing Jumbo Jet, the Lockheed TriStar, or the Douglas 10? If so, why don't they fly them? Why do all international lines except Russia fly American planes? Why does no other land on Earth even consider putting a man or woman on the moon? You talk about Japanese technocracy and you get radios. You talk about German technocracy and you get automobiles. You talk about American technocracy and you will find men on the moon, not once, but several times, and safely home again. You talk about scandals and the Americans put theirs right in the store window for everybody to look at. Even the draft dodgers are not pursued and hounded. They are here on our streets, most of them, unless they are breaking Canadian laws, are getting American dollars from Ma and Pa at home to spend here. When the Americans get out of this bind, as they will, who could blame them if they said, the hell with the rest of the world? Let someone else buy the Israel bonds. Let someone else build or repair foreign dams or design foreign buildings that won't shake apart in earthquakes. When the railways of France, Germany, and India were breaking down through age, it was the Americans who rebuilt them. When the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them an old caboose. Both are still broke. I can name you 5,000 times when the Americans raced to the help of other people in trouble. Can you name me even one time when someone else raced to the Americans in trouble? I don't think there was outside help even during the San Francisco earthquake. Our neighbors have faced it alone. And I'm one Canadian who's damned tired of hearing them kicked around. They will come out of this thing with their flag high. And when they do, they are entitled to thumb their nose at the lands that are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of these, but there are many smug, self-righteous Canadians. And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
KLW, that's the Americans. Byron McGregor. Proceeds from that song will go toward the Red Cross. 155 with Bob Moody. Weather forecast has been revised. Calls for only 2 inches of snow overnight instead of 4, but snow flurries will continue for the next couple of days, at least through Tuesday. Friends of Distinction, you got me going in circles.
I'm an ever-rolling key without a destination reach. I'm an ever-spinning car whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirl. Little hope, one small thing to cling to.
got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
You got me going in circles.
Oh, round and round I go.
I'm spun out over you. With timeless hopes that never stop. Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is sick. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope.
One small thing to cling to.
You got me going in
CKLW. All hits, all the time.